Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's the book that will not only be an enjoyable read, but serve as motivation and how to overcome struggles in life and become successful in achieving your dreams. From author Earl Robert Key, Strong Boy, Weak Man. From the story of Michael D'Angelo Nicholas, as he attempts to overcome the poverty-driven culture of the times in rural Mississippi, while rushing to embrace a more promising lifestyle in the glamour-lit, fast-paced Memphis, Tennessee. In spite of serious learning deficiencies intensified by unhappy family issues, Michael pressed forward to accomplish the special goals he held so deep within. Author Earl Robert Key was born in Eden, Mississippi, currently operates as a master barber in Memphis, Tennessee. Earl Robert Key, author of Strong Boy, Weak Man, is our guest on This Week in America. Earl, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us on the show today.
Thank you so much.
What an excellent job with the book, and I'm looking forward to having an opportunity to talk about it on the program today. First of all, how difficult was this to write, to go back and to recall memories and put this story together? How difficult was this for you?
It was very difficult. Being that I was not a very smart student in school, didn't make good grades, never did a book report, never did an essay paper, never did a term paper. 5 months after I got out of school, I got the vision to write this book.
You know, that's
amazing. Today
I'm
here to explain all of it to you.
Yeah, now you're an author. So your first book report is basically on your own book. Did you ever think that when you weren't doing book reports that someday you would be an author?
Yes.
That's just an amazing story. With us on the program is Earl Robert Key. The book we're talking about is Strong Boy, Weak Man. How many years has it been since you started writing the book? You mentioned you got this vision early. How long did it take to
This October will be the 50th year I started writing this book in 1969 at age of 19.
That's just amazing, all of the years it took to put the book together, and it's such a powerful read. The book, by the way, is available, of course, Amazon, wherever books are sold. You find it as well at Earl's website, which is erkeybooks.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to Earl's website, get information on the book. There's so much here and such a fascinating story that you tell. Are you planning a follow-up to this book?
That depends on the public. Part two would be kind of difficult to me and not as interesting. And I do not want to spoil part one by doing part two. I think if I could find somebody else interested in picking this up and going forward with the story would be much better. I would give them the okay to use the title.
You know, it's interesting. This is, as you mentioned, the first book that you have written. What are future plans? Are you thinking about other type of writing?
Not at the moment. The only way I would do that is that I'd be able to do all my work from this end. I am not computer savvy, and I would like to master the computer before adventuring out into another book.
With us on This Week in America is Earl Robert Key, the author of Strong Boy, Weak Man, book available at Amazon, available at Earl's website, which is erkeybooks.com. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In the book and reading the story of Michael, he was determined to be successful. What role did God play in his plans and achieving the success that he did?
Oh, God was the number one role. Believe it or not, I had no intention, never had any desire to write. I suffered a severe football injury my senior year in school after wanting to be a professional fighter. And after having surgery, I went to the bathroom one morning, looked in the mirror, and this visual voice just said, write, start writing. and it came through a vision.
That's interesting that happened, and the role that God has played it in all of the successes. As you read the book, I started off by saying that this was a great motivational book. The story of Michael is so inspiring. What would you say, what advice would you give an adolescent who's listening now? And there's so many conflicting situations in our society with all the social media, with everything. Sometimes it's difficult to figure out exactly what it is you want to do. What advice would you give to an adolescent?
I would tell them to dream. Follow your dream. In my experiences, talent was number one. I realized at an early age I had a very unique handwriting, but I was bad in reading and spelling. Sometimes I wanted to reverse my handwriting to my reading and spelling and have a bad handwriting. But as I got older, I realized that's what that handwriting was for. And with that talent, it says it's a natural ability to do things. And most people don't realize their talent and their vision. And that's so important. It only comes to you from a higher power. You cannot get that through anything on this earth.
It's interesting because people would see you today as a successful master barber in Memphis, as I mentioned, and think that probably you've been successful all your life. And you'll find as you read the book, Strong Boy, Weak Man by Earl Robert Key, with the story of Michael there, that a lot to overcome in the beginning. When you look at where you are now, are you satisfied with your life? Has it been fulfilling for you?
Well, I must say not. I am not satisfied with my life. I wanted to be a smart person, but God does not make me that way. To be academically smart, but he gave me the tools that I need in life. And I'm so thankful for that.
We've talked before about talent and vision. Let's talk specifically about that now. Do you believe in talent and vision? And how important were those factors in your success?
Well, and I go to Webster Dictionary. Says that a talent is a natural ability, a gift. And vision, sight, act of seeing mental image. Sight, seeing, and dream, power of imagination. Most of us just want to do what we want to do. But God do not give us an easy job. And when it comes through your talent and vision, it only comes from God. And he's not going to give you anything that you think you can do. He's going to give you something that that he was involved in.
With us on the program, powerful words there from our guest, Earl Robert Key. He's the author of the book, Strong Boy, Weak Man. His website is erkeybooks.com. Of course, you'll find the book at Amazon and by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What's the most intriguing part of the book as they're reading the book that will capture their attention as they're reading? What's the most intriguing?
One of the most intriguing part is that Michael D'Angelo Nicholas, at a young age, a teenager, was able to keep a secret from his infidelity father. He never told anybody. This story never came out until he wrote the book, Strong Boy, Weak Man.
And that's the book we're talking about in the program today by the author Earl Robert Key. You mentioned before struggling in school. What was your ACT score? Do you recall?
My ACT test, believe it or not, was 12, with me guessing some of the answers.
That's just amazing and what you've been able to do with your life. And we've got a few minutes left in the program. We'll talk more about the book, but I know in getting the word out there on the book, you've been working with Reader's Magnet. Yeah, in working with Reader's Magnet in promoting the book, getting the book out there into the hands of people so you could shape lives, what's that experience been like for you?
Oh, with Reader's Magnet.
Yes.
It's been a great experience. I got the calls, and I cannot forget it was the Thursday after Super Bowl Sunday, 2018. I did not believe it. But since then, they have been on point. They have kept in touch with me. I never thought a little boy from Mississippi would be getting so many calls from women from California, San Diego. And I appreciate that. It's beyond my dreams. I've never dreamed of anything like this, but I'm so thankful for Reader's Magnum for giving me the chance.
Well, that's great, and that's Reader's Magnet that we're talking about in the program today. We'll make you a successful author and get you some interesting phone calls from women in California as well. That's an interesting aspect of that. In the time we've got left on the program, in the beginning of the book, you're talking about thanking some people. You've got Dr. Martin Luther King, Reverend Ike, Muhammad Ali, James Brown, calling these people pioneers and very instrumental in your life. Talk about their impact and the role of mentors, the role of role models in shaping your life and others.
Yes, Dr. Martin Luther King was such an inspirational figure to be in his life. I remember back in the 60s, a radio station from Memphis, Tennessee would broadcast his sermon each Sunday morning. Muhammad Ali is the figure that got me into professional fighting. I am a self-trained fighter, and I would get out of the cotton fields every Saturday evening just to watch him on the wide world of sport to fight. And as far as James Brown, with his music and his songs, they were so inspirational to me and the black race during that time. And then there is Reverend Ike. He was so inspirational because he always would tell you at the beginning of the sermon, you can do what you want to do. You can be what you want to be if you just trust and believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And it's interesting, you took a little something from each of those remarkable gentlemen to mold who you are today. Earl Robert Key, our guest on the program. The book is Strong Boy, Weak Man that we're talking about. The book's available at Amazon. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on. And you can go to Earl's website, which is erkeybooks.com. All of that available at our website. You talk about the sky's the limit. You can achieve what you want. Dream you can achieve. What happens when there are setbacks? There are setbacks, I'm sure, that you have had to go through in your life. How do you deal with the setbacks? How do you bounce back from that and refrain from throwing in the towel?
Well, when I wrote that about the sky is the limit and excelling, it means don't give up on your dreams. I just do not. It's simply as that. No matter how long it takes, stick with it. I got a job. I worked 18 years with the company, but I stayed with my talent. I stayed with barbering and writing this book, and they just bring inspiration to my life at age 69. Don't give up. Please don't give up on your dreams and your vision.
You know, there's one part of the book that really jumps out, and I want to talk about the role of confidence in all of this, in achieving your dreams. Michael gets on a school bus. He is all dressed up that day. He's got the tie. He's got the shiny shoes. Everybody is paying attention to him, and they refer to him as, "Hello, Mr. Michael D'Angelo Nicholas." I love that scene in the book. How important is that, the confidence? It's one thing to dream and think I can achieve it. Talk about the role of confidence.
It is very important. Those little things that we experience coming up in life, they play a big part. We are being tested. Just remember that we are being tested with every positive move we make in life, and just take it, as I say, run with it. Don't let it get you down.
It is an excellent book, Strong Boy, Weak Man. Our guest is the author, Earl Robert Key. His website is erkeybooks.com. Books, of course, available at Amazon, the usual places. Like on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Earl, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of the book, Strong Boy, Weak Man. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you so much.
It was an interesting conversation. Thank you for being with us on the program. Again, the book is Strong Boy, Weak Man. The author is Earl Robert Key. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.